our representatives. The red and blue factions debate who can spend money on problems the best when we the people must say, stop, you are destroying our life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all, and we are replacing all of you with representatives who know the laws of nature and will govern in obedience. Reading the founding debates and Are We the People's DOI, you will see the word principles used often. Principles are laws of nature or are on the way in research, because we see them work in life. Political factions have no interest in verifying principles, because that would make political factions vestigial. Arguing inviolate studied principles of governing is how we bring the debate back to We the People's Theater, WePeg 1787, where we cannot lose. But the body of Christ is the only group that can accomplish it quickly. As our Abba Father designed, our state representatives must constantly search for laws of nature that determine our society's best solutions and outcomes for society's challenges. Our representatives must seek and apply our Abba Father's inviolate principles to all legislation, or it will fail society because it must. It is the law. All legislation must include monitoring for efficacy to refine and develop more laws of nature. The best solution is always found somewhere among 200 million adults in social liberty, and never from an autocrat in D.C. with only an ideology. Why would anyone listen to a representative about anything they are not masters of and only want to line their pockets? WePeg 1787 has a section named Megaphone Rights. Representatives create them by shouting, "We have the right!" Legislation only produces privileges, never rights. Bring in the experts and let them talk and withstand the challenge. With 50 states and thousands of counties and cities working on problems for solutions, they will all be solved with discovered best practices for We the People. We the People must only make it happen with representatives who will do that, not representatives serving only their political factions. Our Abba Father made himself an integral part of our founding and put himself in We the People's hearts, not our government, expecting that the body of Christ would finally get it right in Eden 2.0. We are now staring at our last chance to get it right. And that means protecting social and religious liberty as long as we can or die trying. That responsibility is lost in our ecclesiae. We must redeem it, or it will be gone forever. Godly civics prays our ecclesiae will not let that happen again. The body of Christ must start today an emergency turn of our ship of state, back to our founding on life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. To do that, we must understand the powers in We the People's DOI/CODUS and want social and religious liberty as much as our Abba Father and Founding Fathers did. They were willing to die for it in 1776, and millions since then, so today, we the people can vote for it. We, pulpit leaders and the body, must protect the voting process and turn out in historic numbers at all costs in 2026 for social liberty in WePeg 1787, the Red Faction Future. The only role left for the Red Faction in 2028 is the protector of free and fair elections, exactly as P4547 did for himself in the last election as a populist candidate using the Red Faction ballot slots. Remember, WePeg 1787 ends big money in our civics. We the people must put the Blue Faction on the scrap heap of history before the 2026 election. As election fraud is exposed, that will and must happen. Nothing can stop We the people. The body of Christ is too large to ignore, but we have never had a vehicle for critical mass unity until now. Godly civics and WePeg 1787. If ever there was a sign of divine intervention, WePeg 1787 is it. Our Abba Father is used to being ignored, but ignoring him because of a political faction sounds like heresy. Please pray on that.